Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, the UK's number one football podcast, with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel. It is game week 37. It's the penultimate game week of the season.
It is, I know. Can you believe
that
it?
Came
God,
out quick.
I remember when it was just game week one. Oh, God. So different back then, wasn't it?
Nostalgia. Bloody nostalgia. It was. Do you know, last week, the word for before penultimate is anti-penultimate. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. The one the before the penultimate is A-N-T-E, anti-penultimate.
Oh. I thought you meant surely anti-penultimate is the opposite of penultimate.
I thought you were going to say it's Uncle Penultimate's wife and we'd have all laughed.
Oh, that's better. That's what I should have said.
Yeah, do it again. Start. No, we won't do that.
What? What's that? Anti-penultimate? More like Uncle Penultimate, I'm saying, isn't it? And
that is exactly why we couldn't script anything for this podcast, because we'd have just get it wrong a lot. There'd be a lot of takes.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do that a lot. But it is... Game week 37 next week. We've just had game week 36, although it isn't quite over yet because obviously Southampton and Arsenal have another game to play, which we'll come on to in a second. But we'll have a quick look at how the week went. First up, Ash.
Yes.
Last week, you were very strong in your prediction for what would happen in West Ham Spurs. Very strong.
Exactly. I fucking called it. I said 1-0
to the Hammers.
The way we've been playing, I think with our injured strikers and Spurs' recent good run of form, it all added up to us beating them. So I fucking called it, lads. That's why I'm an expert.
Well done. There we go.
Thank you. I definitely didn't think we were going to lose 100-0.
Did you say 100-0?
Remortgage my house betting on it,
100-0, 1,000-0.
Yeah, and Lanzini scored. I had him for a little while. It's kind of annoying. If anyone scores for him, it's fine. But Lanzini, one of the ones that's always kind of flirted with my team a bit, and it's frustrating.
Did you see that picture of Leo Messi today with his son? And he's in a room in his house and it's got all the shirts he's ever collected. So he's got like a whole thing. He's got like underfloor, like some shirts in the ground, like some glass over the top.
Yeah, glass.
And like light and some on the ceiling and a whole big display, like loads of them everywhere. Yeah. And right behind him, one of the main features is a West Ham Lanzini shirt.
Really?
I've got no idea why or how.
I thought you were going to say a Lester Weller's shirt.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, that would be good.
I guess he's Argentinian or whatever, but I don't know how he got it. I don't know why it's there.
Yeah, when's he ever played? When Barcelona ever played West Ham?
And then he was like at the end of the game, oh shit, I better get Lanzini's shirt.
Yeah, where's Lanzini?
So what must have happened is, on international duty, Lanzini must have taken his own shirt.
Taken it there and gone,
no.
Right, mate, I'm Lanzini. You probably don't know me. I don't get on much, but any chance we can swap shirts? Yeah, fine.
Can you imagine how bullied you'd be if you're the guy who turns up in basically your own clothes, your kicks clothes, like... In the time off, in your West Ham shirt. Like, oh, I thought we all did this. He's never he's never played for Argentina, though, Lanzini.
Fuck, well, has he got it? Maybe, then in that case.
Maybe he entered a competition.
No, maybe.
Lino, can you imagine? West Ham ran a Twitter competition. And the winner is a Lionel Messi. So congratulations on your signed Lanzini
Messi
shirt.
From Spain.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good if he's even entering. I'd love it if like a multi-million footballer was just addicted to those shit competitions, like winning garden furniture from B&Q.
Yeah, spent all his money on like
that'll be
on buying stuff on QVC and
that'll obviously
a
be
vibrating cauliflower washer.
I have got no doubt if you go to Barton's house, that's what's there.
Oh, mate.
That's Gazza's problem. Everyone thinks he's like all fucked up because he's pissed all the time. He's just absolutely gutted because he keeps missing out on deals on Bid Up TV.
I would definitely, if I was a multi-millionaire footballer, I would have everything off that channel. All of it. Mm. It looks fantastic. Anyway, we digress there. But Lanzini, Saturday's games, Man City battered Crystal Palace 5-0. Luckily, they got those 9 points against Chelsea, Liverpool and Arsenal. So I think they'll probably steer clear of relegation. But goals from everyone except bloody Jesus, who I captained.
Oh, I bet some people triple captained him as well.
I bet there was a few. Yeah, obviously there was no Aguero goal.
Oh, he was injured.
He's injured, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know that, but you were like, everyone scored except for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because fucking, obviously, Agüero is who I brought in the week before.
Really?
Back out injured. Get out.
I had, I had Agüero for a long time and have always stuck by him. And then that injury, I just thought, straight swap, Jesus, bring him in.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I did as well.
Definitely.
Captain him. And he still gets an assist, but, you know, it wasn't the best, was it? Company, Otamendi, Sterling, Silva, De Bruyne. De Bruyne, his stats were... ridiculous. If you look at his stats for like non-FPL versions of the game, of like draft types things. He scored two assists. He got a goal. He covered the pitch. He got the three bonus points. He was pretty much tremendous, to be honest, I think.
Told you, he's so much better when Aguero doesn't play.
You have said that before, to be fair.
Is it like the kind of Kane-Son situation over at Tottenham, but at City?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. It must be something about the way they play.
Mm.
It just doesn't gel.
Gives him a little bit more room to sort of move about and stuff. You know what I mean? That's probably what it is. Yeah.
That'll be it, man. I think you nailed it. I think you bloody nailed it.
Insight.
Bournemouth drew 2-2 with Stoke, a couple of own goals. Stanislas got a goal in the absence of a phobia. He got played and King got moved further up. And Mama Biram Diouf, who...
Yeah.
Do you know what his little anecdote is in this our particular league, Mama Biram Diouf?
No.
I think it was 2 seasons ago, on the last day of the last game week of the season, I transferred in Biram Diouf as a differential pick. He scored and put me above Ash.
Oh, I do remember that. That was the first season?
Yeah.
Second season.
Oh, yeah. That was the first season.
That's right.
Because you finished with like 2 points between you.
Yeah,
no,
fuck yeah. And
that was
Juicer,
did it?
And I took 4 points doing a double transfer.
Mm.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh.
Biram Diouf, so he got... that's the only thing he's done since, I think, to be honest with you. Burnley drew 2-2 with West Brom, which is quite unlikely. No one expected 4 goals in that game. Rondon, again, scores a goal. Hasn't done it for a long time.
I know. Back in form.
And Sam Vokes. Vokes gets 2 goals for Burnley, but they're not exactly attractive teams to pick at the moment for your players, to be honest with you, are they? So it's a tricky one. McCauley obviously was brilliant for a while. People probably still have him in their squad.
I've got him on the bench, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will have. Sunderland, another one, won 2-0. These are all the reasons, as you're going along, you're seeing why it was such a low-scoring week, because not that many clean sheets and some surprising results, or not clean sheets from people you'd expect, anyway.
No.
Sunderland 2-0, Pickford 9 points.
Yeah,
which is
massive shout if you went for Pickford. 5 saves, the lad.
I think he's on a lot of benches.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, definitely. He wouldn't be your first keeper, would he? In a million years.
Yeah. Well,
it's a good thing Sunderland didn't leave it late to start playing.
Yeah.
To start winning away.
Once they're benched, I mean, who's going to be playing? I don't know what the stats are, but how high picked is Defoe now? 16.7%. People still got Defoe, and that's the first goal he scored for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But Pickford, you've got to think...
Fucking long time, actually.
Pickford could be a good fantasy football pick next season, because let's be honest, will he still be at Sunderland? He could do with another year in the Championship, but when you're signing goalkeepers, it comes down to who needs a number one goalkeeper.
Mm.
And if someone does, they might sign him.
What do you think's going to happen with Defoe?
I don't know. He's got out of clause. He's going to leave, because he's had such a brilliant 2 years there, like in terms of how he's played.
You think he should really stay in a Premier League side?
Definitely.
Because, I mean, he got an England call-up.
Yeah, and scored.
Not long ago. Start of the season, he was smashing it. I mean, up until like a couple of months ago, he was on fire.
And he can stay. It's not like him to turn his back on a relegated club.
Bitter. Really bitter.
Well, you say bitter, but West Ham surely is one of the places where he could go.
Yeah, we've been linked with him loads of times.
As have Crystal Palace. Aladici's been linked to taking him to Palace.
Superb. We can get relegated with him again.
Sam doesn't mind a 2 up top. So, you know, Benteke and Defoe.
That'd be quite good.
Yeah, so he, he's a good player. And you've got to remember, I know he's gone off form, so to speak, but Sunderland are shit.
Exactly. Yeah, you're the main target man. Well, there was that stat, wasn't it? He was involved in 104% of all Sunderland goals this year.
That's a good stat. And imagine trying to score goals when Lee Catamol's on your team.
Oh, Catters.
I cannot wait to see that guy out of the Premier League.
You hate him, didn't you? You always have a little thing every time it comes up. You've really got a thing about Catamol.
What about Anachibi?
What strong sausage?
Strong sausage.
Whatever.
He's going to be good in the Championship, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So... I wonder if anyone will go for him.
He's incredibly strong.
He is.
We haven't talked about him for a while, have we?
He had a couple of really good games, didn't he?
He's not a goal scorer, is he? He is a strong hold up player. He's not a goal scorer, so he's difficult to like from fantasy football.
He was out injured for a big period as well.
Oh, was he? He never quite did it at Everton, did he? He was at West Brom for a bit, but he's a decent enough player, but I don't think he's really a Premier League player. And also, you could go through the Sunderland team and keep naming ones, going, he's not bad, but they all must be a little bit bad, apart from Defoe, because...
they all must be a little bit bad.
Yeah, because they
And that's why people
awful.
Listen to the gaffer tapes, but insight and knowledge like that.
Sunderland, a little bit
Sunderland
bad.
Must all be a little bit bad.
Well fair done. Enough. A team that aren't little bad, is Leicester beat Watford 3-0. Mahrez scored, Albrighton scored, and Didi scored. Weirdly, they are still enjoying themselves despite their season kind of being over. They, you know, Shakespeare's done very, very well. So goals for them, again, not that high picked this season because Suarez is Suarez. He's not here. When, Mahrez.
No, Mahrez. When Ndidi scored, I tweeted, Ndidi do.
Did you do a picture of Ned Flanders?
I didn't. I probably should have done because it didn't get a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. I deleted it about 13 minutes later. I deleted it because I thought that's embarrassing.
I think you should have gone with an Ndidi doodly with Ned.
Indeedly doodly, that's better. Hopefully he scores this week and I'll do that.
Oh, it would be hilarious.
That's got 50 retweets written all over it, hasn't it? Let's be honest.
Viral, mate, to be honest. Yeah. It'll be up there for when you predicted Payet and Ronaldo making each other cry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It'll be do big. You read all your tweets out to your wife?
Do I?
Yeah,
I don't.
Just read the Twitter every night.
100%.
She's
like, so Tom, how was work today? Well, at 10:05, I said Mahrez had a good game, didn't he?
Yeah. Mahrez scored. God, it's game week 36, not game week 3.
Come on,
Riyad.
You're close. Ash. But what it is that actually makes up Harry's bedtime stories. Tom goes in.
That's what
Tom
I do.
Goes in and goes. At Red Spider said, the Gaffer Tapes is one of my favourite listens every week. And he does, he reads all the tweets like it's a bedtime story. And sends him right off to sleep, doesn't it? So, it's true. Yeah, it's true. It's all true. Swansea.
But lads, talking of Leicester, it is obviously the time. It's going to be the penultimate time that we do that this season. And it's a sad moment for me. But it's time for the biggest picture in British broadcasting. It is, of course, Wes Waller's.
Mind step.
Did you say mind the step?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem. He's on a tiny scooter. Is that a scooter? That's like a little motorised.
It's like a little motorised scooter.
Motorised scooter. Nice. Yeah, he's loving it. He's got some lovely jeans on.
Is it tiny or is he just very big?
He is big, don't get me wrong, but it is a very small electric scooter. And he's just written cool toy. So.
Fair enough.
Similar as that. Not a problem.
Obviously, that's the penultimate Wes Wallers. I don't know if anyone knows this, but that means that last week's Wes Wallers was actually the anti-penultimate.
Oh, Wes, talking of Wes Wallers. Anti-penultimate, who's she married to? Uncle penultimate.
That was so much better.
Yeah,
how was the anti-penultimate Wes Wallers? Did we do it justice? Because obviously you listened to the pod.
The one last time.
Yeah, that we did without you.
It was all you didn't put enough effort into it, to be honest. I did make a few notes about last week. I actually live tweeted it, as is Gaffer Tape tradition for the gaffer, whoever misses a pod. Yeah, we have to live tweet it. And I actually live tweeted it from the caravan in Clacton.
The dungeon.
From my stepdad's sex dungeon underneath his static home in Clacton.
Yeah, Tom's hands are actually tied up, so how he tweeted, you'll have to use your imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very difficult to tweet that way. But
What were your thoughts? Did we do a decent job?
Yeah, what the whole pod?
We'll use this as a little, an interlude. How did we do?
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Yeah, really good. Really good stuff. Yeah, slagging me off a little bit, but it's understandable. And then I think at one point Craig went, I think I might catch Tom, which annoyed me. And I was in a bad mood for a while, so I threw my phone on the floor. And then picked it up and thought, God, it's only a game. That was it, really.
Cheers, mate.
It was good. Ryan, thanks to Ryan again for filling in so nicely. I enjoyed the quiz, but mainly because 90% of the questions were about me. So... That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah, you're very protective over your features. So I should say your broadcasting features, not like your cheekbones or anything, but you're quite protective over.
No, it was all right. I mean, you didn't put the effort into the jingles, but I can't expect you to do that, can I?
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
You can't, no.
Passive aggressive, but
never,
fine.
Always imitated, never replicated.
Fair enough. There you go.
So,
Swansea beat Everton 1-0. Llorente, he's been a solid pick this season, to be fair.
Yeah.
If you had him the whole season, you haven't actually done that bad for them being pretty poor most of the season.
I thought about bringing him back in, didn't I? I said it a couple of weeks ago. I thought I might bring him in for the last bit of the season. Didn't do that. Should have done. Should have brought him in for Lukaku, because he's gone off the boil massively, hasn't he?
Yeah, you held on to him. I got him about 2 weeks ago. I figured it was time for him to go.
Yeah, he's going to go this week, definitely.
I got Llorente about 3 weeks ago. So.
Did you? See, I went. Yeah, I went with, as you know from the title of the pod last week, I went with Nias.
Yes.
Because I figured Hull at home to Sunderland, that's a good outside pick. Should have gone for Llorente. Mm. Obviously, it didn't work out, but no one would have predicted Hull losing to Sunderland. That was such a genuine mistake, saying put in Nias. But it was, yeah, you know.
That was good. Yeah, yeah, I didn't. That was good. I enjoyed that.
It was good. I was genuinely a bit embarrassed as a faux pas.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit, because I was a bit like, oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, I'm not
like... Oh, I didn't mean that. Blimey, what am I saying?
It's not like I was at the in-laws or anything, but, you know, I don't have in-laws, technically. But anyway, Sunday's games were as boring as you'd expect it if they hype it up enough. So Super Sunday was pretty poor. Liverpool-Southampton 0-0. The big talking point, fantasy football, is obviously that Forster saved a penalty.
Yeah, massive points for Forster, wasn't it? Something like 19 points, I'm going to say, to you. Is that right?
Probably
I'm
not.
Say 16.
You're going to say 16. You're going to be correct because you just looked it up. Yeah, someone tweeted us their team and they actually captained Forster.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That is big.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the other good performer who a lot of people have twigged onto, he's still only 4.4% picked, is Jack Stevens.
Yeah, I've got him.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got him. I've got him as well. He scored, you know, 7 and 8 in his last two games. And before that, he had a couple of off games against City and Chelsea, you'd expect. And then 9, 5, 8. He's, you know.
Yeah, very good. Very cheap as well.
Yeah, stepped in injuries, 4.2 million. So I got him in as well. And then 7 points against Liverpool.
I did as well. Yeah, a couple of doubles coming up. So.
Well, our teams are annoyingly similar. So I don't think I'm going to catch you now. So you don't need to throw your phone on the floor. But yeah.
Have you only just realised that now?
No,
arrogant.
No, but every week that goes by makes it a little bit more difficult, Thomas. So I thought
Thomas picks your players.
I've done the maths, and I think it might be early to say, but I think I'm safe.
Oh, that's a big claim.
It's big, isn't it? That is big. But no, I've got a plan.
I've got two plans.
Have you?
Yeah. Wow. Right. Yeah, big time. Sure. I also do need to find my secret sausage because I haven't got a fucking clue where it is.
Oh, we were going to do that. That was going to be a thing. Find Craig's sausage.
Yeah.
But it never happened, did it?
No.
You can't remember what you called it.
I can't remember what I called it.
You can't remember what you called the team or what you called the name of like your whoever you are. Do you see what I mean?
No idea. So I'm going to have to trawl through all the pages to try and find it now.
Yeah. Well, I just have to do that to find where we are all the time.
Once you had typed it into Google.
Google.
Where is Craig in the Gaffer Tapes League?
Yeah.
That's it. Tom's still using Ask Jeeves. Yeah. Hey.
I Googled Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Sorry, Super Sunday. I'll just finish these off. Arsenal won 2-0 against United. Granit Xhaka, who's a walking red card, so no one ever has him. And the subject of the most cringeworthy fan song ever recorded by an Arsenal fan. And Danny Welbeck. Always pick Welbeck, Tom.
Always pick Welbeck. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Always pick Welbeck. I've put him in my secret sausage team and I captained him.
Of course. Really?
Yeah. He's the captain for this game week, my secret sausage. And do you know what? He's probably going to be a bloody captain the next week as well.
Why not?
Simple as that.
Sausages away. Do it.
Yeah, no, I was surprised actually that we beat United. I wasn't expecting that. And it's kind of that thing now. It's like, can we still make a run for fourth?
No.
Do you know what I mean? No, I don't. But then, so who is it? Spurs got to play United, didn't they?
Yeah.
So if Spurs beat United.
Yeah, but they will. United have given up, haven't they? Because the Europa League gets in the Champions League spot.
Yeah.
They gave debuts out against away to Arsenal.
I've been saying for a long time that we're not going to make the top four. But someone at work was saying today, they were like, yeah, no, if this works and that works and this works, you might just make top four. But he was a Spurs fan, so I don't know if he winded me up.
Probably.
Mm. But fourth, I mean, fucking hell. The fact that I would take fourth, I'd actually take it this season, whereas usually it's like fucking hell fourth.
Usually it's the only thing you play for.
Incorrect. Last season came second, season before third. Work it out. We haven't been fourth for ages. I see it on Twitter all the time. It's like, oh, Arsenal always fourth. Probably won't even finish fourth this year. So technically we haven't finished fourth for like 4 years.
But it does mean it'll average out to be fourth.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, second, third and fifth.
Yeah.
Sixth.
Mm. Yeah, you haven't even got fifth yet, mate.
No, we haven't, mate, no.
Chelsea beat Middlesbrough 3-0 and pretty much won the league. They could obviously wrap it up Friday night because it is Friday night football. That's your first reminder you're going to get on this podcast. It's a Friday night deadline again. Matic, Costa, Alonso. I wish I'd just captained Costa and done what you should do, but, you know, an extra couple of points in there. I'm sure a lot of you did. Alonso could have had himself a hat-trick, Marcus Alonso. I remember when we actually talked about him ages ago before he became a very, like, popular pick because a lot of people were still banking on the other Chelsea defenders and it was like, he was the cheapest, so why not go for him? He's not anymore.
He's now very expensive, yeah. He must be incredibly highly...
You can expect him to be one of the most expensive defenders on the game next year, if not the, to be honest with you.
I reckon, I was saying before, Fabregas is so good every time he plays. He must have one of the highest
points-to-minute ratios.
I did
that in a quiz the other week, didn't I? Points-to-minute ratio.
Yeah, you probably explained it really well as well.
Yeah, it's probably a really simple quiz.
In the games he's played 90 minutes this season, he's got 12, 10, 4, 13, 4, 11.
Wow. Hell, yeah. Someone autistic who's listening just added that up.
Yeah. He never plays 90 minutes, does he?
Yeah, no, never in the team.
For something, I mean, he's got 104 points,
yeah,
which is pretty good. That probably puts bench, him where? What sort of top 15, top 10? 15, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's a hell of a player to be able to just bring off the bench because he's so good, technically. So
crazy.
Good.
He's missed, like, literally missed, must have only played, I don't know, minutes-wise, like, if it even says it here. No, it doesn't.
God no. Must why don't like we have autism?
30% of the season, I think. Can't even be that. Crazy.
Yeah, he probably is top, you know, upper echelons of the midfielders. And then obviously we've got one more game, which is Southampton versus Arsenal. You wouldn't bet against that being some shitty 0-0 either, to be honest with you, at St Mary's. But yes, that's still to play on Wednesday, which by the time you hear this may well have already played. But hopefully Sanchez does very little for a lot of us. So no, that's the case. No, not for Tom. But he's got a plan, so he can't lose. Remember Tom saying he can't lose, everyone? Let's all remember that. Yeah. But yeah, so that's where we're at. So let's have a see what it does to the old league table, shouldn't we? And controversially, should we announce obviously that you can still join the league, Tom?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think that why not? I mean, I think the person we do have quite a few new people in the league anyway, but I think so. Why not? Come one, come all. 4945-2085 off the top of my head.
Join the league because it will be a hell of a talking point. Hell of a talking point. There'll be some anger, but we'll protect you. It's fine. The top 10 goes like this. In 10th place is Eirik Baranda, St. Hans Haugenshelter. In 9th place, clinging on to his top 10 status, is the lovely Mitch Maynard, BTSTU.
Oh, son of a Mitch.
In 8th place is Exeter Gently, Stephen Barrett. In 7th place is Matthew Greco with Bernardo Nose Maldonado. In 6th place is Kinging's Mings, Darren Anthony Hoy. He's led at this one point this season. 5th place, Paul Marshman, back on a horse. 4th place is Abdullah Al Mamun. In 3rd place, also been a top 10, spot, is Francisco Fernandez. Francisco Fernandez, dying a fire, DJT. In 2nd place is Dara Harkin, Prunus Postmen. And wait for it, in 1st place, it's Jai Ming Tan with Rio Marilla 11.
Who the goddamn tits is that?
I don't know.
He is a professional bloody league joinerer.
He's only one point ahead of Dara Harkin, though.
He's joined in last minute.
He has.
He's just got in and he's top of a lot of leagues out there. Yeah.
But he's only one point ahead.
You can see there are some leagues where he hasn't even...
He's not even in the league.
He's just joined now.
Yeah, because he's actually in the Women's Institute League. And I don't think he's with them. He's just done it to go top. What a bastard.
I think that's what it is. Oh, fair play to him.
No.
He's obviously...
you're welcome.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. You know, because we campaign for a lot of people to join our league at the start of every season. So, you know, hopefully if they join at this point, they'll be here for next season. So
maybe we should next year, as we've actually got prizes now for winning the league, maybe we should put a cut off.
I don't know. It seems a bit mean.
It does a little bit.
But he's obviously never listened to the podcast.
Oh, you don't know that. Because
no, I'll tell you what we should do. No, what we should do is, again, it's probably something we should talk about off air, but we should say, you know, if you're top, you can win the prize if you quote us and then we say something on the pod.
Oh.
So you have to send us an email with the word, I don't know, just off the top of my head, avocado.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get the prize.
Yeah.
And you have to then follow up with the significance of the word
avocado, which means you have to go back and listen to sort of a good couple of years worth of podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
And people say we're not inclusive. See what I mean? So how are we doing, Tom? Where are we at?
Right, where are we? Yeah, let's see. Right, so at the moment, obviously, we've still got Arsenal and Southampton to play. At the moment, as it stands, Big T-Dog, still the daddy of G-Wing, 604th. I'm on 39 points. I took a four-point hit. I've got Koscielny, Stevens and Sanchez, captain, to play. Craig, 682nd in the Gaffer Tapes League, 46 points, but you took an eight-point hit and you've only got Stevens to play. Ash, 767th, 35 points. He didn't take a points hit, and he's got Ozil, wait for it, triple captain to play. Ash, triple captained Ozil this week.
I thought...
Talk to me.
I'm so far behind, I give up. And I'm going to prove... why doing a differential pick is so pointless. Ozil, triple captain, is the most differential pick that is possible.
No, it's not. Fraser Forster's game week and it's Ozil. No other lunatic
is going to pick... Fraser Forster's still a good pick. Yeah. He's a better pick than Ozil is.
Yeah, but what's your rule?
No, hang on, wait.
So Fraser Forster isn't a differential pick?
No, he is. I'm saying Ozil is more of a differential pick.
I bet no one is triple captain. Oh my God, Ozil. Like a creative midfielder for Arsenal is way more differential than the goalkeeper Southampton.
But the Southampton are really good at the back, and Ozil, everyone hates him because he's shit.
And he looks like a fish-eyed lesbian.
He does look like a fish-eyed lesbian, that's true.
Ozil's so unpopular.
I don't know. I bet there's someone else out there that's triple captain Ozil. I bet.
I guess you see these
mad stats. Like there's probably someone out there that triple captained Zlatan this week. Mentalists, and there's like 5 million people playing.
But Eli, I wasn't saying that he's the only differential pick, and anybody else picked anybody.
We are in competition with each other. I really want it to work for you. I'd love it if Ozil bagged a couple against Southampton.
It's like a protest captain pick.
Is it? It's like ironic.
It's a dirty protest. He's done a dirty protest.
When
I brought Aguero in and then he immediately got injured, I thought, that's it. I'm done for the season. Triple captaining Ozil is protest.
He's still to play for. It really is. Talking of triple captains, Dominic Monaghan, my very, very closest friend, 626th. So he's somewhere in the middle of me and Craig. But he's triple captain Sanchez.
Wowzers.
Look, Domi Mons has still got that triple captain chip.
He's been planning that. I think didn't he indicate he had this in his mind for triple captain Sanchez ages ago? Even like months ago when we spoke to him.
He will have looked at it. I mean, fair play, because you didn't know what fixtures were, and it's just happened that, you know, it's Stoke and Sunderland, which as a double game week goes, that's fucking lovely. The only problem is obviously Sanchez only got the 3 points so far. You know, we don't know what he's going to do against Sunderland. I mean, I've captained him, like I say, this week. Obviously, I've spunked my triple captain a long time ago. But good luck to Dom. I'd like it to come through for him, and not just because I've got Sanchez myself, and not just because me and Dom are best mates. And then in the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, it is, of course, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. And it's Tom Davis from Murder and Successville, 1,021st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 398th in the Gaffer Tapes League. So he's gone up and he's smashing it now. And I think it's safe to say that Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, has won the Davis Cup.
Oh, well done. Well done. That's a good name, Davis Cup. It's very good.
I like that. Yeah. We need to probably get him a small cup and send it to him.
Yeah.
And then get him to do a photo shoot with it. So Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville. Can you email us your home address? That's weird, isn't it? No, or not. I mean, or not.
We'll make you a card on Funky Pigeon.
We'll send you a gold cup, and you can just print it out and cut it out, and then we'll email it to you.
I'll draw him a picture.
Give me a fax, and I'll draw you a cup, cut it out, and
Well, there you go. So well done on to Tom Davis, not for murdering Cecil, for winning the Davis Cup. And obviously the gaffer tapes between us, it looks like Tom's going to take it. So he said it's already done. But still lots to play for in the top 10. We might get some new intruders into the league. So, yeah, please do. You can still join. And, you know, it'd be nice if one of you guys who's top league early in the season goes ahead and wins it. But plenty
I like
still
that
to
you called
for.
Them intruders. I thought that was quite...
Well, you've got to be slightly aggressive towards them.
So it's quite good then of the FPL leagues over 3 years.
Yeah.
We've all won one, so we're exactly back where we started 3 years ago. Nothing has made any difference.
If it does end like this, like I say, we've all done in position.
Yeah, it is a bit depressing
when
you look at
that. We've
all come
first, second, third. Well, no, but I'm the only one who's gone. First season, third. Second season, second. This season, first. So I've got progressively better.
Oh, in fact, I've got much, much worse every year.
Yeah, you've got worse every year. I've got better every year. So next year, probably going to win the entire thing.
Yeah, sure. I'd love that. I would love that. But yeah, that is pretty much what we've got time for part one. Coming up, obviously, we're going to go through all your questions and tweets in part two. And then in part three, it's the penultimate quiz of the season, which means the last week was actually the anti-penultimate quiz of the entire season.
Yeah, really? It's funny. It's funny saying that.
Yeah. So all that's going to be coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
About to begin, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends in the FPL are still discussing who to captain. Let's put a TV or a radio, maybe you will never win like this. No, you had to listen and trust me, I give you a good tip for this post, don't you know what I mean? Now you know what's good football, you'll love their insane jokes and craziest stats. Come on and follow their lead, they have a soccer podcast over for real. Boy, they have your need, a guy called Wallace on some secret so sash. Come on and follow their lead, come on and follow their lead. I'm in love with the careful tapes, with Tom and Ash and Craig as well. They have no idea what they say, why do we laugh a little with them? Sometimes they talk of football, but most of the time they say bullshit. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the part of you. Oh, 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 oh. I'm a broker for Razzie. Oh, 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 oh. I'm a broker for Razzie. Oh, 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 oh. I'm a broker for Razzie. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the part of you.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash and Tom. Should we talk about the musical interlude?
Best thing that's ever happened.
Amazing, yeah. It was so good.
By a wide margin, the best thing that's ever happened on the podcast.
Yeah, I love that. That was fantastic. Just the sheer effort that went into that song.
The production value is genuinely quite impressive.
Mm. That was Gaffer actually super fan, Carmen, with... Is it called The Pod of You?
I don't know. Something like that.
I'm in love with the Gaffer Tapes.
I love it. I've never seen that.
So good.
Nice.
How is that even possible?
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that?
I know. That's great.
And as reward, Carmen, we will try to get together a little doll made up of locks of the three of our hair, and we will send that to you as soon as possible.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic.
It was very... That's a lot of effort.
I loved it.
It was very good. Yeah. And a bloody good voice.
I said that. Yeah, she's got a lovely voice.
A bloody good voice.
Yeah. Big fan of that.
Tough act to follow for you all, but we are going to go on to some questions from you, starting with some Facebook questions, which means it must be time for Jammy Jammy Jimmy Jammy 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 G.
It is indeed.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGaffertapes.
Also a bloody good voice.
Yeah, I know. It's like this is a musical
Tom
section.
Tom just did the fucking weirdest thing. What was that? He did like... He played it through his iPhone, and then as it ended, he did like some sort of weird
I retracted
sex
it.
Face.
I retracted it slowly, so it was like a fade out.
Yeah.
What was the face about?
We've just let everyone behind the veil of the production of the podcast that I play the jingle through my phone. Because it's my ringtone every time someone phones
me. Yeah.
Someone, what happened was the first week, someone phoned us at the same time, so we were like, oh, just cover for it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, just pretend.
Isn't it Jammy Jammy Jimmy Jammy who has, like, his message tone is us saying Jammy Jammy Jimmy Jammy?
Oh, it is, yeah, him of us saying Jammy Jammy Jimmy Jammy Jammy Jammy.
And he's
every time he gets a text, it's that
Jimmy Jammy Jammy.
He went, it's driving my missus mental. Yeah.
That is amazing. Jimmy Jammy.
Me and Tom saying his name over and over again, and he says they hate it. Yeah. I think it's fucking brilliant. It's just the one Facebook question we're going to go with this week from Mitchell Bathurst, another regular name. Bathurst? Baby out with the Bathurst. He said, will Dele Alli get a red card before the end of the year and hence is a sell? Tough question, really hard to predict.
Oh.
But equally, do you know what? We'll rephrase it. Not that you've... there's a problem with your question, Mitch, son of a Mitch. But is after Spurs kind of crumbling against West Ham, are they now less appealing?
They are. That's what I didn't factor in last time. That they are kings, Jimmy Jammy, of the bottlers.
Yeah, do you know what? They haven't bottled anything. They were never in the title race.
Well, no, that's not true because we kept saying that they were.
No, but what I mean is it's hard to call them...
If they'd won all the rest of their games, they'd have a chance, wouldn't they?
Yeah, cool. They would have had a chance. They did, but they did very well to get a chance. It's only an incredible run of form that even got them a chance. Like, a lot of people, a lot of Arsenal fans are jumping on the lot, and West Ham fans did it, like, oh, they're bottle jobs, mate, bottle jobs. Like, how can you bottle a league if you were never top of it?
Because what are you talking about?
You can bottle the chase. You can bottle the chase.
You suppose you can.
Yeah, but they didn't. It's not as if they threw away the league. Chelsea have romped it, and the only reason
But bottling it's like to do whether the pressure gets to you or not. It obviously did. Exactly the same as what happened last time.
I don't think the pressure did get to them. They just went on a 9-game unbeaten run or something and got themselves into second when they never had a right to be second. They did incredibly well to get there.
You've come to the wrong thing, but you've gone about it the right way. Is they never had a chance. There was no pressure on them. Until there was. They went on the 9-game winning streak or whatever it was, which then put the pressure on them. So as soon as they had a chance, then they bottled it.
So did Chelsea's loss to Palace, were they bottle jobs?
Yeah,
bottle job cunts.
Were they bottles? That wasn't bottling. It just felt like when Chelsea lost a game, it was a hiccup. And when Spurs lost the first game in forever, away to West Ham, which isn't a, you know, like in the history of that fixture, there's probably a lot of losses and they're suddenly bottle jobs. I think they got a bit of a rough deal anyway. That's my take on it. That's my hot take.
This was one of the things I noticed last week on the podcast that I wasn't on. I tweeted it. I said, it's like the fucking Spurs appreciation podcast. Because you were both going, I actually don't mind Spurs. I actually quite like Spurs. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm never missing another fucking podcast again. You're sitting there going, I actually quite fond of Spurs. I actually think Harry Kane looks really nice in his shirt. Stuff like that. I thought, you fucking twats. And now it's like, oh, I love him. They're not bottle jobs. They're brilliant. Yeah. They're bloody idiots, alright? Simple as that. I will never ever have Spurs praised on this podcast again.
Okay, well there you go. That's Facebook. Thanks, Mitchell. I think we answered that.
Change the subject. Sorry about that, Mitch.
The answer to the question is they're definitely 100% bottle jobs.
What you mean. No, it's not that they did bottle it because But no, I don't know if they did. I mean, I hate Spurs as much as fucking more than anyone, but yeah, I don't know if it is quite a bottle job. That's twice that you two have argued like nutters on this episode. Once about the triple captain Nazir, once if Tottenham are bottle jobs or not.
Yeah,
it's like the aggression towards the end of the season in the penultimate episode. Incredible.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, that's there you go, Mitchell. Anyone who says we don't answer your questions,
do you know?
Yeah,
if this is the penultimate episode. The one before is actually called the pre-penultimate episode.
It's called the pre-penultimate. Wow. Yeah.
I swear to God.
You ever. It's not called that. Fucking hell. Oh, I wonder if we will get a third argument before the end of the podcast. Let's see. I'll
definitely, because someone's going to ask us a question about differentials and my head's going to explode.
Exactly. Let's do some tweets, lads.
Let's.
In a section we like to call Tweets for my Tweet.
Who's asking?
Was that a pirate?
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I did not like that either. You're like, you went, who's asking? And then you went, oh, that's actually quite good. We should do that. I was like, no.
What am I supposed to say? What is
changing
it?
Stuff. We don't know. We still don't know.
Let's try again.
Tweets for my tweet.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's better. See? keep it as it is. I don't like change.
Okay.
So I'll do a tweet. We got a tweet from FPL Magazine.
Right.
Fantasy Footy Mag. They said, do you think that the space between Brad Guzan's legs should have been awarded BPS for its for its contribution in the Chelsea Middlesbrough match.
Lolzort, mega lols, lolacost.
Lolacopter.
Loads of lols on that. Lollipops. Loads of lols on that. But yeah, no.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lolly wants a cracker. But yeah, no, that was, that is a good question. Yeah, he did have a bit of a shocker, didn't he, Brad? He did have a shocker. Went to his extra time. But I did want to mention this, actually, so I'm glad that... Who was it who asked the question?
Who did it, did you say?
Yeah, who asked the question?
FPL Magazine.
Well, yes, that's right.
Fantasy
Footy Mag. So I'm glad he asked, because the Marcus Alonso...
Or she? Sexist! Jesus Christ!
The Marcus Alonso goal, to me, looked very much like an own goal. And they credited him with it. Because it kind of went off the inside of Brad Guzan's legs, and it would look like it was a cross to me, and they credited him with the goal. And I'm not going to lie, I wrote a letter. I wrote a bloody letter to them.
You wrote a letter? What do you mean?
I didn't write a letter, but I wanted to complain to Fantasy Premier League, because it's a fucking own goal, and Alonso's there getting points, and everyone in my other mini league, you know, the one I care about, they're all there getting bloody... One.
Oh, that's your lobster dinner and champagne job, isn't it?
No, it's not. You and me are going to have an argument, Tom. So,
are we?
Yeah, no, it's we go for a curry and it's staggered onto who pays for what, apart from first place, who pays for nothing.
And I think you lost last time, didn't you? And you had to forcibly give all your best friends oral sex under the table before pudding. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I went to a boarding school. Yeah. No, I was on the drinks category. I came second last year, I think, so I had to buy some drinks, but not the food. But the guy who's winning it's 58th in our league. He's a one-click wanker, so it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite decent. Yeah, so he's doing all right. But anyway... Mm. Alonso shouldn't have been a goal. What was the question? What was the fucking question? Guzan,
it's not a dubious terrible. Goals panel kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but they gave it to Alonso, which I think is bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But answer your question with Guzan, though, it is worth knowing. Do you remember a lot of people who don't play much fantasy football, you know, like the, you know, Uncle Dickhead in your work league, who'll be like, oh, you'll have had a shocker. Borough conceded 3. It doesn't really do anything. You don't really lose that many points. People always kind of forget that.
Yeah.
And then you have to remind them and you have to smile at them because they're your boss and go, yeah, bloody, oh, good one. And then you piss in his tea or something.
Did you say Uncle Dickhead?
Yeah, same thing, innit? What's that? What's wrong with that?
Uncle Dickhead. I quite liked it.
You must have heard that phrase.
Uncle Dickhead.
Yeah, Auntie Dickhead.
Oh, yeah! Auntie Dickhead's husband.
Yeah.
We got a tweet, lads, from Mohamed Al-Kazi.
Ooh.
Who... little bit of a blast from the past. I think he came second or third in the Gaffer Tapes League last year.
He did, yeah. He came second, I think.
I think it was second, yeah. Welcome back. Hasn't been in touch for a while. He said, what to do with Gabby and Gabrielle? Stick or sell? And who for?
Dreams can come true.
That's another one. I don't know what the words are.
Gabrielle, do you know what? As I sang that as well, I covered one eye, even though none of you can see. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do we think, boys, with that one?
Oh, I don't know. Picking Arsenal defenders is quite tricky, isn't it? Is that who we're talking about? Sorry. Yeah.
Seems so, yeah.
Yeah.
Gabby and Gabrielle, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a few teams that are kind of... Arsenal, in general, despite their fixtures, don't seem that pickable to me.
Mm.
I don't have a single one. It's just...
Next game week, though, isn't it? 37.
But who's playing?
What do you mean?
Like, who's going to play? Who's, you know, is Holding going to play? Is Gabriel going to play? Is, like, what?
Well, Koscielny, do you know what? Koscielny's gone yellow, which is where it started worrying me. But normally it would be Koscielny would be the pick, but obviously he's a bit more expensive.
I don't know.
He's gone yellow. He's 75% now, the lad.
I don't know. Sunderland, sure. I'm not convinced they'll keep a clean sheet to Stoke. So I don't think they will. They should to Sunderland, in fairness. And then, you know, that's a clean sheet plus 2 points for the Stoke game. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't fancy them. I don't fancy Arsenal players. I'd much rather get good old Spurs players in, mate. Good solid Spurs player.
Ah, fuck off.
No, but I don't know.
Sexy shirts.
If you are confident they're going to start, then of course it's a double game week. Why the fuck not? But, if you've got him in, I think he's asking that. If you've got him in as well, yeah, I'd keep him. But
yeah,
yeah, probably. It's a bit. It's a, like if you're going to be making a change at this time of the season, you want to make it a sexy change, not an Arsenal defender.
Really? Well, you know, could potentially get to you know, two clean sheets.
That's what I mean. Keep him in. That's what I mean. That's what he's asking. Yeah. Stick or sell? So I'm saying stick.
Okay. Well, it's got to be a bit. Depends who you've got though, doesn't it? Like, I guess you'd probably have any of the Chelsea defenders have got to be better, haven't they?
But what I'm saying is, if you're only going to make one transfer because you don't want to take hits, you probably wouldn't use it. If you've got an Arsenal defender, if you're not going to use it on him, you might as well just stick.
Yeah.
Use it elsewhere.
Okay. I like it.
Depends how good your bench cover is, because I don't know if he'll play.
No, that's true.
Talking of points hits, lads, we've got a tweet from Oscar P, footy from afar, said, actual question this week, how many points hits, if any, is acceptable to take to get double game weekers in? We do get this one a lot. I don't think it's worth taking any points hits for defenders, really.
It's a risk, isn't it? Yeah.
Definitely not for keepers. And I mean, only big scoring midfielders, I'd say. I can honestly say, very rare that I take points hits this week. And obviously, being the local resident FPL expert, you know, obviously what I say is, you know, should be taken as gospel. And yeah, I haven't taken too many points hits this week, this year, sorry. And yeah, I think that's what's done me quite well.
Yeah, I start to get twitchy and ramp them up a little bit as I go along. So
it's not so bad for these double game weeks, but I wouldn't do more than, personally, 8 points.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't even do that.
And Tom's, what do you reckon? Tom's the expert, apparently. So.
And I'm the fucking expert. Go on.
I don't know. It depends, because there isn't loads of people who stand out. If there's someone you can guarantee is going to get 6 points over the two games, then, no, because they have to get 8 points, don't they, to make it worth it, really.
I wouldn't go crazy. You look at, you know, we talk about guarantees. Home to Middlesbrough last week, Eden Hazard, you'd have thought, guarantee, 5 or 6 points, guaranteed. You can't know. If you were to say before the game, Chelsea will win 3-0, how many points is Eden Hazard going to get? You'd have thought that's a stick on, and yet he gets 3 points. He wouldn't have been worth bringing in on a like, I know he hasn't got a double game week, it's a bad example, but like, do you know what I mean? There are no guarantees. So
the one problem about doing these, you know, taking a 16-point hit is if you get pick up an injury, like if you're going to bench boost, you do a triple hit and someone gets injured, you are mega fucked.
You're fucked.
That's why I got 8 points last week. I made my change before the injury, so I had to take a second one. Yeah,
I must say I was quite happy when I saw that you took an 8-point hit, Craig.
Yeah, because you were nervous about me coming up behind you.
Yeah, and fantasy football wise as well. really. We got a tweet, lads, from Goose.
Goose.
At Goose_PW, he said, Sabutio or table football? Love from brackets the not Scottish, close brackets Goose.
I still don't believe that. I still think he's Scottish.
He was Scottish the other week.
In my head, that tweet read, right, guys, so Sabutio or table football? Love from the not Scottish Goose.
Yeah, maybe he said
that. Was a little voice clip he sent in.
That was Goose. You know, guys, Craig's the most sexy member of the Gaffer Tapes. That's understandable. That's the clip from Goose.
We should do that. We should do our own voice clips and just pretend that we've been given voice clips. Oh, hang on. Here's one from the Orlando boys. What's up, bitches? Fuck these cowards. We're drinking. It's 9 a.m, bitch. We just want...
it's all coming crumbling down. People realise now that none of these Stimmers isn't real. We made him up.
I thought you meant send in our own voice clips. Like, oh, here's a question from Ash.
No.
Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of being on the podcast.
This is, people are realising we've just made up all our listeners. Like that. When Ash said he was meeting some of the gafferazzi for a drink at Pimshway, it was just him with a table of six and six cocktails.
And he just kept going to the toilet, putting on different clothing, coming back out, sitting in a different chair. Yeah.
It's that part in the film, you know, when the film suddenly makes sense, like A Beautiful Mind, and Russell Crowe's just talking to himself. That's what's happening now.
I've genuinely never seen A Beautiful Mind, and you've just ruined it for me. Oh, God's honest truth, I've never seen it. fucking hell, you ruined that for me.
That's why, so Chuck was sat at Pimshway. He was like, it's so weird that Ash has never got any time to do his own Twitter account. Oh, here come the boys now.
There's another one. Chuck's not real.
You put a different hat on.
Chuck's not real either. There is no Pimshway. There is a Pimshway. You should go there for a drink. But anyway, it's a good question. So be your table football.
Hands down, it's The correct answer is table football. Sabutio is 100%. One of the worst games in the world.
Well, hang on. It's not the worst. It's not that bad.
I fucking hated Sabutio. It's the most boring,
of course you did.
Game.
You probably thought, like, Sabutio's for nerds. I just want to spin shit.
Yeah, spin shit and, yeah, get aggressive.
Let's talk table football. There's no spinning. You're not allowed to spin.
No, that's true. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to spin. But it depends what you're playing. I used to drink in a pub in Maidenhead, and there used to be one outside, and we used to get fucking hammered, and we used to do really aggressive table football. It's like fighting table football. Like, fuck off!
Yeah. I mean, I think, and I know Goose quite well these days, I think he means when we were children. So I don't know if that still counts for you. Tom had a very, very Charles Dickens childhood. Very,
very aggressive. I grew up on the streets of Maidenhead.
Yeah, exactly.
The group of pickpockets.
I was at the pub with one of my friends. He's not really like the kind of guy you wouldn't say is like a big drinker or whatever. Mm. Like, it goes up.
Does he look like you and like disappears when you go to the toilet?
No. Yeah. Like, but he's just like a, I don't know how you'd say, like not that kind of guy. You wouldn't think of that as him. And we played table football one day and I thought, oh, be like, you know, I'm going to win this. He's like, how many times has he ever been to the pub or whatever?
Mm.
Fuck my life. He beat me like, I don't know, what does the score go up to? It goes up to like 10, is it?
As much time as you've got. So you can go up to an infinite amount.
He beat me infinity to nil.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I was like, fuck me, where'd you do this? And he was like, oh yeah, sir. Actually, they had a football table at my dormitory at Cambridge University.
Really?
I was like, obviously.
Oh my God.
Ash was like,
did he call you sir? Is that what you just said?
No.
I thought you said sir.
Did I tell you about when I was a lecturer at Cambridge?
Yeah. So lucky called you sir.
Oh, he fucking annihilated me.
I love the idea of Ash taking on some Cambridge graduate in a table football war. So as soon as I put down this Tizer and Advocar, I'm going to kick the shit out of you on this.
You're going mental. can we do one final little tweet?
Got him.
From Johnny Worthington, King of the Patrons. He said, quite simply, do you lick a dick a day? Which, I mean, I love that. Do you remember do you remember that, Ash?
Yeah, did you lick a dick a day?
Yeah.
I remember when I did it.
You remember just doing it?
Yeah.
What was the other one? Do you fuck a dick a day?
Yeah, do you lick a dick a day? Oh, did you watch that film last night, Gaylord Say No? That was always a classic.
Yeah, also, I liked your epidermis is showing. No? Do you have one?
No.
Oh, that's a fancy name for your skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? What's that? What are you talking about? It'd that was like, one was it?
Your epidermis is showing. And they go, yeah, and they didn't know what it was, but it just means...
Oh, and then they go, oh, is it? What is it? And they're looking around and you go, they don't know, it's their skin. Yeah. And like, creep
you
off
make
into
it sound
the,
like that I took their skin off them or something. I'm not...
Yeah. I was picturing you just like swooping off with a cape. And then they go, God, that no wonder Craig hasn't got any friends.
I imagine, you know, Craig going like, oh, you're...
Your
epidermis change before he pushes them into his pit and throws down the lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other one? You dropped your gay card. Ash, you dropped your gay card. Do you remember that one? Ash, you dropped your gay card. Ash just looked down.
Were all of you homophobic at your school? Or
yeah. Dropped your gay card. Are you a gay lord tied to a tree? And they go, no. You go, oh, you got away from your tree, did you?
So yes, they were all homophobic at Tom's school. That's good to know.
They were, weren't they? They were.
Yeah. But,
so that's that.
Well, that's a good time to finish the tweets, I think. That is quite good. Do we have anything else to read out?
Yeah, do an email, Craig. I'll do a little email.
Okay, I've got Nicholas Burnley Hall.
Is there no email jingle?
No.
No, there's never been an email.
No section title.
No, it's not regular. Well, I'll read one from Nicholas Burnley Hall then. So he said,
the doctor, isn't he?
He is he's a PhD research student, Tom. He's not a doctor.
It's crazy every time Tom says that.
Hi, lads. After being silent for so long, I'm now emailing in for the second week in a row. Ash, did you play this guy at table football in a pub a few years ago?
Yeah, does he call you sir?
Yeah. Hi, Sir Ash. Thanks very much. Oh, thanks very much to Ash for addressing my email last week. I'll be sure to watch out for Rolando Ahrens next season. The stats this season...
Did you give Rolando Ahrens as your tip?
Wait for it.
Fucking hell.
The stats this season in the Championship speak for themselves. 4 appearances, 3 off the bench, no goals, no assists, and a total of 78 minutes played. Nailed on.
God, Ash, what a dickhead. You're such a fool for giving Rolando Ahrens as your tip.
3 years ago, Tom tipped him, just FYI. New question this week. As a chaser, new term, in my mini league, I'm needing ballsy moves rather than defensive transfers. for the last couple of weeks. Interesting, we just talked about that. For the upcoming double game week, I'm looking at a -4. Gibson and Zaha out, Holding and Pedro in. What are your thoughts? My alternative is the applicator, Aspilicueta, and a shite cheap fifth midfielder, maybe Tom Carroll. Both Pedro and Holding are rotation risks, but both have a double game week with favourable fixtures and look great value. So why not risk it? They seem by far the best value for a combined total of 10.8 million. Love the pod. Keep up the good work. All the best with the run-in, Nick. What a lovely email.
Lovely, Nick. Lovely guy. Do you know what? I think if you want to go... He's basically saying he needs to do something mental, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Llorente, his last two games, he hasn't got a double, but he's got he plays for Swansea. He's got Sunderland and West Brom, last two games. I could definitely see goals there.
And they still need to survive. They're still fighting for the...
Exactly. So I think Llorente is a good shout. I might have even talked myself into that. And in my dream team... my dream team, fucking hell. Wrong podcast. In my Secret Sausage team, I was thinking this myself. I was like, oh, I'm getting bored. Let's do something mental. So I stuck Vardy in.
Mental one to do is, for some reason, Leicester are in great nick. They've got a double game week against City and Spurs. But on current form, I know they got a couple of dodgy results. They lost to Arsenal, lost to Everton. But 5 wins in a row before that. I think a Leicester player might be a good wild card choice.
Yeah, I think Vardy, he's got a double game week. City concede goals. Tottenham conceded against West Ham. You know, maybe Vardy.
Yeah, I think the Leicester's a good out there kind of choice, isn't it?
Bad. Like I say, I did it in Secret Sausage, and they're sort of top 500 in the gaffer tapes. Yeah, so.
or even Mahrez, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Mahrez
for cheap. What, someone like Volks or someone for Burnley?
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, and they've got two easy games, haven't they? Folks of Grey, maybe?
Yeah.
There you go. Good email. Thanks, though. Thanks, Doctor.
Just before we go, we have another email from Raphael Briand. He said, "Gaffers, I met up with a girl on Tinder called Charlie, and our date goes really well. We keep messaging and meet up for a second date. The second date is going well, too, and we realise that we don't know each other's surnames." She says her last name is Austin. And this is written in capitals. "I'm a Southampton fan, and the real actual name of the girl I'm seeing is Charlie Austin. I realise this isn't a question or anything, but I think it's pretty weird. Brackets, also pretty brilliant. And thought you might like to know. Raphael Briand." That was lovely. I thought he was going to say, and her surname was Briand, and she was my long-lost sister, and we've already done so much stuff. But no, it wasn't. And I think that's great.
I think it's great, because he can be like, "I bang Charlie Austin," and then he'll go, "What?" And then he'll explain it. Unless they get married, then it's a vulgar story. But,
And then her surname will be Briand.
Yeah.
Who was it that was said the question?
Raphael Briand.
Where's he from?
How do I know?
I thought we knew.
Do we know him? No, I don't know. I don't know him. Like, he's tweeted us before. He's a regular contributor.
He was Gafferazzi. Yeah.
I don't know the lad.
Yeah, I don't know the lad. Yeah. But he's a good little anecdote.
Oh, because obviously I'm Googling Charlie Austin on Facebook.
And it's spelled C-H-A-R-L-Y.
Oh.
That's how he spelled it, yeah.
I think we're crossing a line.
This is weird. I don't know why, but I suddenly forgot that we were on air then.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. Weird. Let's wait till we're off air. He's actually doing it.
Okay,
while Ash basically breaks so many moral and ethical codes of broadcasting, we're going to go to the quick break. After that, we're going to have a look ahead to the fixtures quickly. And of course, Tom's quiz in the penultimate quiz of the season. So all that's coming up.
It's worth 3 points, this quiz today.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, yes.
Right. It's not. We're going to argue about that in a second.
And the winner gets to tell their favourite Lee Sharp anecdote.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. In the penultimate quiz of the season, we'll discuss the points in a minute. That's come out in part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash and Tom. A quick look ahead to the double game week that everyone's been waiting for. The last chance really to make big moves in your league. So many fixtures, I won't read them all, but we normally say our picks. And Tom, it sounds like yours might have changed over the course of this podcast, even.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of Llorente now for as a little bit of a, what do you call it, differential.
Even though they don't have, even though they don't have the double game.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, personally, I'm probably going to end up captaining Sanchez, I would have thought, or maybe Costa. But yeah, maybe as a little bit of an outsider and to sound smart, I'll go Llorente.
Right. I think. Fair enough.
What do you boys reckon?
Oh, I was going to go Llorente. Yeah, that's a good one.
You were going to go
you
Llorente.
You did the classic thing where you picked half the league.
No,
I just said you just had a couple of preliminary picks just to cover the ground.
No, I said, you know, I'll probably go for...
probably go Sanchez, someone from Liverpool. Last time you went, yeah, I just think I'm definitely going to go for... Just I think if you pick anyone from Man City and then any of the strong Tottenham players and then maybe one or two players from Arsenal, that's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, anyone who plays in the Premier League. If you pick anybody, my one pick is anybody who plays in the Premier League has got over 100 points this year.
Okay. Yeah, why not? Well, the teams that have got doubles are Chelsea, Watford, Arsenal, Sunderland, City, West Brom, Southampton, United, Leicester and Spurs. So it's 10 teams, half the league have got doubles.
So any of those?
So any
yeah, I don't know. It's tough because mine's definitely going to be a striker I'm going to bring in. So I guess... I do like the idea, like you said, of a Leicester player. I do think Vardy or Mahrez maybe just because they just seem to be playing well, even though they've got nothing to play for.
I mean, this isn't a tip that you're going to do, though. I can't imagine in a million years that you'd bring in Vardy and captain him.
Why not?
I just don't think you will. And you won't tell me now anyway what you're going to do.
Maybe it's a double-double bluff.
Maybe it's a double bluff. Oh, secret sausage bluff. Who knows?
I don't have a secret sausage. I've told you this. I don't know where it is.
No.
So I do think a Leicester one's a good thing. You're right. I probably won't do it, but I do think a Leicester pick isn't a bad one at all, even though they've got two very, very hard games. I think
you're going to captain Costa, Craig.
Do you?
If I had to put money on it, I reckon you'll captain Costa game week 37.
Yeah, well, we're unlikely to captain the same person because I don't have Sanchez, so... And I won't be bringing him in. What are you looking at, Ash? You don't care anymore, do you, mate?
Oh, I'm going for my second differential pick of the season. I'm bringing in and captaining Welbeck.
Oh, yeah. Are you actually?
Of course I'm fucking not.
Oh,
well, I might do now, yeah. No,
why not? Yeah, go for it.
He's given up.
All my players are all injured as well, as per, so... Mm. Yeah, I'm going to captain Welbeck.
There you go. He's going to captain Welbeck. He's just had enough. He has had enough, bless him.
Yeah. He's a man who has given up. That really is.
But let us know who you're going to pick as your captain, obviously by tweeting us at the Gaffer Tapes and sending us your hashtag balls, or email us, Facebook us, info@thegaffertapes.com or the Gaffer Tapes Facebook page. But a lot of you, understandably, aren't doing quite as much team sharing as you get to the end of the season. And there's 1 point in at the top of the Gaffer Tapes League. So it's going to be this week could decide who's going to win it, who's going to be a one click wanker, no click wanker, or top 10. So let us know how you get on. Tom, it's over to you, mate.
Okay, boys, penultimate quiz of the season.
Yeah.
I just realised as well, next week is like the last episode of the season. It's game week 38. It's the game week 38 pod, where obviously I do my tradition. It'll be the third year. I tell my fantastic Lee Sharp anecdote.
And I'm excited.
Obviously, we get so many more listeners every time.
Yeah.
Every season, every month, we get more and more listeners. So there will be a lot of people that haven't heard my world-renowned Lee Sharp anecdote.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm thinking.
They're going to be excited. So it is every game week 38 pod, last pod of the season. It's I will tell it. So that's something to look forward to. Even if you know your FPL season is crashed and burned and you've given up, so that's exciting. But yeah, so penultimate quiz of the season is I'm bringing back a classic from I think it was game week 2 or 3. Do you remember, guys? Do you remember Call My Bluff? More like Ball My Bluff. Football and that. This is Ball My Bluff 2.0.
Is it called Ball My Bluff, comma, colon?
Colon.
Football and that.
Colon football and that. Yeah. Close colon. Close colon. This one is basically just 5 questions. You have to tell me whether it's true or it's a bluff. Ooh. Is it a true fact?
You just replaced false with the word bluff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Is it? Yeah, because it's like, call my bluff. Yeah, so you have to tell me if it's true. Or if it's a bluff, I've just made it up.
Is it a truth fact?
Is it a truth fact? Yeah, so there's five of them. It'll be a very, very quick quiz this week. And we do have a tiebreaker, lads.
Okay.
So are we ready? And are you ready to write down whether you think it's true or a bluff?
Yes.
Yes, because you're both answering these questions, okay? It's a very, very organised quiz. Are we ready, Craig?
We are ready.
Excellent. Okay.
That is one of the best answers I've heard.
Yes, really good. Thank you. I'm glad you're ready. Okay. Ash, are you ready?
Correct.
Correct.
Just, I am ready to tell you the bluffs from the from not the truth.
Craig, just one more time. Let's just check. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Absolutely brilliant. He's ready. Fantastic. Okay. So here is the... question number one. Here we go. Swansea's Leroy Fair and Crystal Palace's Patrick Van Aanholt are cousins. Is that true or is it a bluff?
Okay.
Is that true? Oh, I forgot to say all five of these, they're all about footballers and their families.
Fair enough.
So it's themed. Yes. So Swansea's Leroy Fair and Crystal Palace's Patrick Van Aanholt are cousins. Is that true or bluff? Craig.
Yeah, I think that is a... I think that's a bluff.
Craig's saying bluff. Ash.
Difficult one, because I'm sure Leroy Fair is related to somebody.
Mm. Well, so definitely, at least his mum and dad. At least his mum and dad, that's a given.
So, but I don't know whether it's like you knew that and then have tried to twist on it, okay, or whether you just picked two random. So I'm going to say true.
The answer is true. Ding! So that is a point to Ash.
No way. Ooh. Why isn't that spoken about more?
I don't know. It's strange, isn't it? And I Googled it and verified it on by several sort of different, different websites. Footballcousins.com. Right. Number two. Manchester United defender, Daley Blind.
I'm just laughing at, like, almost certainly one of our listeners will have bought the domain Football Cousins by the time this podcast is out. Footballcousins.com. Yeah, sorry.
I think that's a good one. Number two. Manchester United defender Daley Blind has a brother who is blind. Is that true or a bluff? Okay. Craig, I'm going to go to you again first. Ash, have you got your answer?
Yes.
Okay, Craig, I'm going to go to you first.
As long as he's written it down, that's fine.
Have you written it down?
Ash, have you written it down?
Okay. Craig, can I just confirm? He's right. Craig has said it's a bluff.
I think it's a bluff. Yeah, I think it's a bluff.
He thinks it's a bluff. Ash?
I've gone bluff as well.
It is a bluff, of course. I made that up. Because, like, blind and blind. Isn't it? Number three. Quiz number three, it's still 1-0, Ash. Former Arsenal, Barcelona and West Ham midfielder Alex Song has 17 sisters and 10 brothers. Is that true or is that a bluff? True or a bluff?
Oh, my word.
Ash, do you have an answer?
Former Arsenal, Barcelona
and West Ham midfielder Alex Song has 17 sisters and 10 brothers. Is that true or a bluff?
Okay.
Ash has his answer. Craig?
Yeah, I think he just cannot be one of 28, so I think it's a bluff.
Craig's saying bluff. Ash?
I'm going well out there on the limb, and it's a kind of Ken Shamrock thing, and it's true.
It is true.
No,
it is true. It's 2-0, Ash. Wow. Okay.
It's 3-1, Craig, Ash, isn't it?
3-1? Oh, sorry. Yes. 3-1, yeah. Sorry. Yes, well done. So, yeah, you need this to stay in it, Craig. Number four. The father of Hull City's Sam Clucas is a former pornographic actor who appeared in several X-rated movies under the alias Robert Beaver Cleaver. The father of Hull City's Sam Clucas is a former pornographic actor who appeared in several X-rated movies under the alias Robert Beaver Cleaver. Okay, now is that true or false? Craig, if you get this wrong, Ash has won.
The whole series.
No, that's not true.
That is 3 points, yeah.
That is not true. I think that Robert Beavercleaver is exactly the kind of name that you'll have come up with and sent weird messages to probably people like me. So I think it's a bluff.
Okay, Craig saying bluff. Ash?
Bluff as well.
It is a bluff.
You know how I knew? Because it's quite famous when their family get together. Because it's like the whole Ku Klux Klan is about.
The Ku Klux Klan. Right. That's very good. That's very good.
That is good racist wordplay, that.
So Ash has won.
Official champion.
No.
Ash has won because it's 4-2 and there's only one question left. Yeah.
He's won this week. So, yeah, he has won this.
He's
week.
Won. He's won this one. Yeah,
he's won this season.
We'll do the
quiz.
Last. Yeah. We'll do the last question. Number 5 was the sister of West Brom's Matt Phillips is married to So Solid Crew MC Mega Man. The sister of West Brom's Matt Phillips is married to So Solid Crew MC Mega Man.
Mega Man up first. 21 second. No shit.
I'm sure Dude. Mega Man went to prison.
Ain't got the time to smoke this, hold this.
That's how they met.
I think he went to prison, so I'd have said that's a bluff. Is it a bluff?
He's saying a bluff. Ash, what were you saying?
I don't know any of the words he said, so I'm going to go true.
You heard sister. It was a bluff. I made it up. Yeah, just made it up.
I'm sure he's doing just, about you know. 20 years.
No, I think he's. I think he was, but I think he's out. I do think he's out now.
You know what he's doing now?
What? Craig's mum. he whispered it. He went, you know what he's doing now? He pointed and went, Craig's mum. Weird. Right, the tiebreaker was, in case you're interested, according to Wikipedia, how many members are there in the So Solid Crew?
Ooh.
Oh, that is a good question.
That is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon obviously. They're probably about 17.
17, what would you say?
Oh, shit, I was going to say 17 as well. So
strange.
Because that's, I guess we both think that is probably exactly the number. So yeah. I'm going to go 22 then.
Well, yeah, it's 30.
Wow.
Oh, shit. 30. Rose from 19 to 30.
I didn't see them in the video. Oh, no.
No.
So,
no, very true.
Little reference
it's there. It's a shame. You've put a lot of effort in and then you bottled it right at the end, Craig.
Yeah, bottle job. You're like, fucking Tottenham, you cunt.
Yeah. You can't bottle things.
No.
Bottle quizzes.
I mean, I still won the quiz overall, so it's fine.
Yeah, to be fair,
apart from
it was 13-9. Even if we gave Ash 3 points, it'd be 13-12.
Oh, yeah, so last week's the decider.
Next week's the decider.
I see.
Yeah, no, last...
all the pressure, all the
next
week.
Next week's for 2 points.
He's going to be like, sweating. Oh, no. Oh, shit, Craig. Craigie bottle drop's going to do it.
Also, I think we'd have a steward's inquiry into last week's quiz, the anti-penultimate quiz. Because of, you know, it was a guest host and yada, yada, yada. But I've won, so it's fine.
Well, the loser gets gaffer tapes tattoo this year, so yeah. We'll see.
I mean, as long as I know we're joking and stuff, but as long as we all actually, when we come back to the the serious part of it, is that I've won the quiz. And look, we can joke and do the things where we go, oh, it's 3 points and stuff, but then once off air or on, it doesn't matter, as long as we all get it down in writing, I've won.
Well, we'll have to see our Wikipedia page.
Yeah, exactly.
It says on our Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there we go. Did you like that quiz, boys?
No.
I did.
It's good, wasn't it?
No.
You didn't like it?
No, it was just true or false. You changed the word false for bluff.
Well, yes, but it's called ball my bluff. It's not called ball my truth or ball my false, is it? Bloody idiot. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so that's the quiz, which are kind of redundant now. Much nothing to play for. Ash is like West Brom. Nothing to play for at this time of the season.
He's going
to
keep mentioning that so that it's like, I do hope they do realise that I have actually just won now.
The pressure getting to him. You hear it?
There is no pressure. I've already won.
He's going to get any little rule book. And he's going to apply to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to make sure I don't have any chance.
Yeah. No, but there is no pressure.
Oh, and this is after he wrote to the Premier League to try and get your first place annulled. Yeah.
Champion elect me. There is no pressure. I've already won. And then next week, obviously, there will still be a quiz, and we will look over game week 37. Good luck in your game week, in the big double game week, and hopefully the Arsenal Southampton game brings you everything you want. So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, hashtag balls, your teams, or anything you want. And as you've heard the podcast, if it's your first time listening, we do mean anything, as you can probably tell now. And email us info@thegaffertapes.com or go to Facebook page, The Gaffer Tapes, and send us a question or a comment there.
And obviously, we'll be back next week to preview the very last game week of the 2016-17 season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sad times. Sad times. We've got all that before the summer of
end of season 3.
I know.
The Gaffer Tapes box set.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I'm sure we're meant to be rich by now.
Yeah, well, I am, mate. Ain't you?
Oh, fuck, I've done this all wrong. You've been selling your quizzes. Yeah. You've been licensing your quizzes to Challenge TV, and that's...
I have, yeah.
That's what's going to do it. And hopefully Neil versus Real on ice can happen, so... Hopefully that.
So.
Next year, that's the one. But yeah, good luck in game week 37. Please do get in touch. And as a play out now, go back and listen to Carmen's song again. I think that's probably what everyone wants. So
yeah, definitely.
Go and do that in the love of the pod of you. And I think that's the best probable way to end.
Oh, maybe we should get everyone to tweet it to Ed Sheeran and see if we can get Sheeran on the last episode of the season along with Dean Gaffney. Imagine that combo.
Yeah.
Gaffney and Sheeran.
I know which one's more BBC, likely.
BBC News during the week. Ed Sheeran this week has sued Spanish girl.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be done with that.
Spanish superfan Carmen.
No, he doesn't seem the suing type. Stick with Gaffney. You know what you've got. You know where you are with Gaffney.
Gaffney never got back to us, did he?
No, always. He didn't, mate. Back on EastEnders now. I think he's big time.
I tweeted Dom Monaghan and I said, Dom, just wondered, mate, do you know Dean Gaffney? And he replied and went, I'm not familiar with gaffers, but we do use the same dermatologist.
Classic Monaghan.
Oh my God, I feel lighted.
Well, yeah, we're gonna go away and listen to that song and carry on arguing for the big third argument. But in the meantime, thank you very much for listening. Good luck in the game week. Remember to stay in touch on Twitter, email and Facebook. That's all for now, so thank you very much. And goodbye.
Yo, 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 this is Sir Alex FC here once again, shouting out to the Gaffer Tape boys. You guys do a hell of a job. And here's another shout out to DJ Manuel FC. He better watch out. I'm creeping up on him. I'm creeping up on him. This bet here, just a few points away from each other. All right, I'm down like 20 points, 25 points. And I think this double game week's going to definitely put me over the top. I just got some things working in my head. Not sure what to do. Not sure what to do. I'm actually thinking about a few things here, and I kind of want you guys to discuss about it. And it's either doubling up on Chelsea defenders, tripling it up on the Spurs front three. So Kane, Ali, Eriksen, you know, maybe Song, who knows? And actually, Man City defense. Yeah, I mean, who knew that company was going to come back this strong? And maybe even the goalkeeper, Caballero, whatever his name is. And I don't know what the hell to do about Gabbiadini, you guys. Is this guy even fucking worth it for this double game week? Or should I switch this guy out for I don't know, man, another punk out there? But hey, you guys keep up the good work. You guys are killing it out there. Funny as hell. And yeah, you know, Sir Alex FC.
At the Gaffer Tates. Yo, what's up, guys? DJ Manuel over here. Still celebrating that Chelsea freaking win, guys. I'm a little drunk, bro, to be honest. Like, I'm drinking some Scottish whiskey. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely. I forgot the name of it. It's not Johnny Walker, but it's absolutely amazing. Chelsea, one win away from the Premier League title. Two titles in 3 years. Who could have known? Like, who would have known? Like, what's going on? Like, bruh. Still beating Sorbahol FC. Sorbahol FC putting up a fight, but we're still in control. So we're not worried about it. We know what we gotta do to win this league, and guys, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. Like, just listening to some music right here. So check this out, guys. Look at that. Let's go. Turn up, bro. Like, turn up on a Monday night. Incredible. Chelsea. Champions. Just remember that, all right? Going for Champions League next year. And that'll be with Sanchez on front, all right? Yeah. We're going to sell Diego Costa to fucking China. And we're going to get Sanchez. Yeah, Sanchez. Or Lukaku, I don't even know. You know what? I don't care. That's it. All right, peace out, guys. I'm going to keep getting drunk. And let's go Chelsea, DJ Manu FC, Fox or Butthole FC. That's it. I'm out, bruh.